Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know that young children can drown in just only a few inches of water, and even if they've had swimming instruction. And do you give them swimming instruction early, or does that create too much of a confidence in both of you? You have to worry about water safety. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a pediatrician and an AAP spokesperson. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Tell us about water safety. The summer's coming, and we have to think about this.
We absolutely do have to think about it. Unfortunately, it's very sobering when you actually look at the statistics. For children between the ages of 1 and 4, drowning is the leading cause of death right behind birth defects. And for older children between 1 and 14, it is the second cause right behind motor vehicle accidents. So as much as we think that drowning is a rare occurrence, it really isn't. And so we have to think about it. And as much as everybody wants to have a good time in a pool, you can't let your guard down. And I think that that's one of the most important things we can remember. So the first thing you asked, though, was what about swim lessons? And swim lessons are a great thing. Everybody should learn how to swim. When I went to college, we actually had to learn how to swim to graduate. So I think that those are great things to learn. And, you know, it's great if you learn before you're in college how to swim. So should you teach your little kid to swim? And there's a lot of, I don't want to say controversy, but two schools of thought between the children ages 1 to 4, whether or not teaching them to swim actually has any benefit. Now, the AAP says that it is anybody can have sort of survival skills in the pool, and that kids age 1 to 4, you can start with a swimming instruction, but that you can't think that just because a child less than 4 has had swim lessons that they are okay to be swimming by themselves. They still want you to have that touch supervision. You still need to be present when they're in the pool, because children of that age, and even older children, they get startled when they fall in. Sometimes they think they're better than they are. Sometimes they just get tired. I mean, even if you've seen your child swim from one side of the pool to the other repeatedly, you never know what's going to happen. Someone can jump on top of them. You need to be there if your child is in the water.
Okay, well, that's the best bit of advice right there, is sometimes you just take it a little too lax. Oh, I'll be right back. If they have a friend in the pool with them, then you think to yourself, oh, well, that's okay. They've got someone in there with them. But that friend isn't going to be able to really do much of anything. So it's not something that parents can take that lightly. So what else? What about swimming in lakes? Do you recommend kids have life jackets on all the time?
So, yes. So if you're swimming in a pool, you know, obviously children don't normally have life jackets unless they don't know how to swim. And if they don't know how to swim, a life jacket is the right thing for them to be wearing, not those little floaties that come on and off, not if like holding on to a noodle, because they can let go to the noodle. And sometimes the floaties aren't, you know, appropriate for their weight or their size. So life jackets and, you know, life jackets that have been approved to be life jackets, that's what you want to be using. So when you're in an open body of water, when you're boating, when you're in a lake, then life jackets are something that you need. If you know how to swim and you're just, you know, clowning around in a shallow lake and somebody's watching you, then it's more like a pool. But if you're talking about tubing, canoeing, rafting, water skiing, any of those things, being on a boat, you need to have a life jacket. And the reason for that, I see people on boats all the time without life jackets. And they say, well, I know how to swim. Well, you hopefully aren't going to be in the water if you're on a boat. So if you end up in the water, you may have gotten into an accident and you may be knocked unconscious, and all of that, you know, expertise in swimming isn't going to be very good if you're unconscious. So that's why we wear life jackets when you're canoeing or rafting or boating. It's not because you don't know how to swim. It's that you may get sucked under the water. You may get knocked unconscious by a rock or by debris, and that's what we're worried about.
So you want to make sure that if you are moving in water, in a lake, anything, your children have life jackets on. What age do you think? Because, you know, they start wanting to take them off because it's not cool anymore.
Right. That definitely is true. I think for younger kids, they need to have a life jacket on if they're, you know, even standing on a dock, because there's just too many ways that they can fall between a boat and a dock or anything like that. And obviously, while they're on the boat, younger kids have to have a life jacket on. As you get older, sure, your teenagers, they give you a hard time about everything. Of course, this is going to be something they give you a hard time about as well. I honestly think that it comes down to parents and whether or not they feel that it's an important thing for their child to be wearing. So if a parent is wearing a life jacket, chances are that teenager is going to be wearing a life jacket. If the parent's not wearing a life jacket, the teenager is going to think, I'm the same as you, I'm not wearing one. So it really comes down to parental behavior. Now, I know that I used to go canoeing with my father, and when we went canoeing, we both wore life jackets because we were doing rapids and things like that, and you were going to have that life jacket on. So I think, you know, if you're going water skiing with your kid, you put a life jacket on when you're out, you know, being towed behind the boat, your child will do the same thing. So it's, again, it's leading by example. And for the same reason that you should have a life jacket on, your teenager should too. But of course, little kids, I mean, children younger than like 13, they absolutely need to have a life jacket on.
Well, and that's certainly a given. And now it does help also parents that it is kind of the law when you're water skiing, jet skiing, behind a boat, on a tube, that you are wearing a life jacket and your children are wearing a life jacket. So in most cases, check with your local DNR, but it is required to wear a life jacket when you're involved in any of those kinds of sporting activities. They call drowning the silent death, Dr. Cross. It scares the crap out of me, and it's something that parents don't even realize. So really, when we're around any kind of water, rivers, mm-hmm. pools, lakes, anything like that, what
even
should
in your
we...
inflatable pools in the backyard.
Well, certainly your inflatable pools, and that happened to me when my son was young. He fell in, and I had just turned away, and I turned. It was like a movie. It was like slow motion, and he just went sinking in. So what should we look for? Kids jump around. They scream, they yell, they flail their arms. Even if you're sitting there guarding, sometimes it can be a little misleading. Is there something, a red flag, that would say, oh my God, he's in distress?
Well, of course. And I mean, first of all, you've touched on a very good point. Most children, when they do drown, they drown in their home pool. They drown when they're left unsupervised for less than 5 minutes. So we're talking about running in to get the phone, maybe making some iced tea, taking another kid to go potty, something like that. Those are the reasons and those are the times that kids drown. So if there's not an adult right there at the edge of the pool, and if you're the only one watching them and you have to go inside, you have to get all those children out of the pool and behind the locked gate. And so, of course, all pools should be gated. They need to have the 4-foot-high gate that the kids can't scale, that self-closes, and it's best if it's on 4 sides and not using the house as one of those sides, because then, you know, the doggy door or window, whatever, a regular door opens right into the pool, and you don't know when your children are going in and out of the pool. So the first and most important thing is monitoring them and having the proper fencing and just the proper protocol in place. Parent not at the poolside, children not in the water. But after that, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not easy to tell. Are they gasping for breath? Are they just hanging out and having a good time? I mean, if you see that their eyes are sort of bulging out of head, that they look like they're you know, making that face, then you have to worry. But, I mean, you can also teach your children that if they need help, this is the sign that you use. And, you know, obviously, if they are not making the sign, you still go into them. But, you know, you might want to say, like, when you're jumping up and down, if you sort of need me to help, you need to let me know. You know, those are types of things that you can sort of work out between your family. But for me, I don't like seeing my kids go up and down under the water. I'm always like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Because you just never know. And you don't want to jump on top of each other. That's a really big one. If somebody's jumping in, then you have to wait until they move. There's no head-first diving. That's a big one because kids don't realize when they can dive and when they can't. So those are all things that you can do to limit the chances of somebody getting hurt.
That is great advice. And parents, we have to stay vigilant on this. As Dr. Cross said, this is the leading cause of death for toddlers and little young children and the second leading cause for children up until the age of 14. How scary is that? So water safety, first priority, especially with the summer coming. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. And all of our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics, our good friends here at Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.